Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 24th day of July, 2011. I am going to attempt to be calm today and look over every facet and angle of the incredibly devastating attack in Oslo, Norway. I'm not talking about the 7 dead. Of course, that's bad enough with the car bomb, but the 93 dead and scores of others injured in this nightmarish attack reportedly carried out by Anders Breivik or Breivik. I am hoping and praying right now that as bad as this is, that this is a lone nut. Unfortunately, all the evidence points towards it being a provocateured event in the mold of countless other confirmed provocateured events that we've seen. Doctor of history, also an economist, Webster Tarpley, has published an article that's just gone up at Infowars.com where he concurs in his own analysis with our research that this is a false flag terror attack. We also have an eyewitness who was actually blown back by the bomb going off. If he'd have left 20 seconds earlier from work, walking down the street towards the car bomb, he would have been killed or seriously injured by it. He's going to be joining us. I'm sure I'm going to butcher this name, but we talked to him some Friday, Robert Jeppestol, who lives and works in Oslo and contacted us. We called him back at his Oslo phone number Friday. And now he'll have a lot more for us on the developments coming up in about 30 minutes from now. And then Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, of course, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. We will also intersperse your phone calls later in the hour and into the second hour when I open the phones up specifically on this issue. Now, how do you sit here and explain to someone how your gut knows that something's an inside job? I mean, there's data that goes into that. But it's thousands of pieces of data and research and history and understanding and timing. How do you tell people about things that most folks are not aware of and that most people subconsciously find very frightening? And you should. If megacorporations running governments are staging terror attacks and framing patsies and creating elaborate backstories or provocateuring psychopaths, as we know they've been caught doing in the past, then we're in a lot of trouble. We're going to come back from break and get into the body of this information on this very important Sunday broadcast. But here's another example of people not being able to deal with reality. Jaron came in here right before I went live and said, here's a Daily Mail article. It's also in the BBC. In England, they've created 150 different studies crossing humans and animals right out of the island of Dr. Maru. Now, I remember 15 years ago this being in scientific publications. I remember 10 years ago it being in the Washington Post, or 9 years ago, that in Costa Rica, they actually have brought the human clones to term. They've got Humanzees down there, a lot of other things. And it was in the news, buried in that particular article. And in England, they've gotten approval for this. And so here it is, mainstream news. Now, just like a lot of you have been listening for 15 years, I've been on 16 plus, and you heard me talk about all this and give people the news items at the time. But just like false flag terror sounds crazy, so does this headline. 150 human-animal hybrids grown in UK labs. Embryos have been produced secretly for the past 3 years. I try at least 15. See, we're not in Kansas anymore. It's 2011. Buck Rogers. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 24th day of July, 2011. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours with the abbreviated Sunday special edition, special news coverage. Of course, I'm also live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Weekdays, but we always come in and engage in a special news reportage every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, because other radio hosts rest on their laurels. I am a complete workaholic, totally and completely obsessed with reality and information and geopolitical developments and science and technology. And so if I was at home, I would be working right now and researching. So why not just come in on Sundays for 2 hours as well? Again, thank you for joining us. Obviously, we're going to be covering the Anders Breivik story, the 93 reportedly shot to death on a island media slash government retreat with a lot of young people and children at it. Off the coast of Norway, close to Oslo. And, of course, that came just a few hours after the tragic car bombing that ripped through the government building, primarily the Prime Minister's office, as well on Friday. Now, I want to calmly go through this news and information, and I want to ask radio listeners, especially if you're a new listener, to take notes on the things I say, the news articles I mention, and to go check out these claims for yourself so that you'll understand why this Breivik situation is so incredibly dangerous. You will notice that on Thursday, we had an article that, according to Alexa.com, run by Amazon, the main web rating system, Google Analytics showed it as the fifth largest story on the web. Alexa showed it as the sixth largest story in the world on Thursday. And this, of course, will integrate into the, quote, right-wing attack in Norway and the government hyping that more attacks are on the way. I'll get into that in a moment. And I'll get into the evidence that points towards false flag staged event. But first, I want to direct you to the article that was the fifth or sixth biggest story in the world on the web on Thursday into Friday. We've actually had articles rated as number one on Google Analytics and Alexa before, and we're routinely now in the top 10. Just want to point out this is a major news operation here, and the world is watching and is listening because of our track record of accuracy. Now, the mainstream media could be accurate as well if they wanted to be. We told you 3 years ago that the depression would get worse, not better, with the banker bailout, because that was the plan of the big six mega banks. And, of course, now they admit the recession never ended and we're really in a depression. But the mainstream media told you things were getting better and were going to get better, just like they're saying if you raise the debt ceiling, things are going to get better. Well, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, it'll be a total catastrophe. And if we do raise it, it'll be a catastrophe. We've been maneuvered into this position. Now, we have a survivor of the Oslo bombing who was blown back and was only about 200 feet from the blast when it took place, joining us in about 23 minutes from now. And we have Doctor of History and also economist Webster Tarpley, who's written a big report at Infowars.com. We called Tarpley to get his take on it, and he said, well, see my report that's just been filed. It is a false flag attack, and he goes through the evidence of this being a staged event and exactly how they provocateur these mentally ill types. We were reporting, of course, on Friday from the Norwegian newspapers that there were multiple shooters, as many as four. We were reporting that he is a Knights Templar, a high-level Mason. People laughed at us. That's now CNN, Associated Press, This is a very serious globalist event. His close friends say that he'd been disappearing for a while, acting strangely, that they believe, quote, he'd been brainwashed. Of course, it was declassified in 77 that the CIA can take any man, woman, or child and turn them into an absolute, complete mind control slave in less than a year. And there have been many cases of this being confirmed that this has been carried out. Both the shooter of Ronald Reagan and the shooter of John Lennon, on record, it came out, worked for the same U.S. government project at CIA mind control bases, one in the Middle East, one in Africa. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And, of course, the letter from Senator Strom Thurmond to the Republican leadership saying we've got to get rid of, we've got to take out John Lennon has now been, of course, brought into evidence and released 4 years ago and is in the film The People versus John Lennon. And obviously the family has had their comments about the fact that that was a government operation, mind control program. I'm just going to leave it at that. Their record, their statements are on record. Now, not like I've talked to them or anything. Okay. All right, my friends. Where to begin here? Where to begin? If you go to Thursday's show, why was I mentioning that we had the number one news article in the alternative media, the sixth or fifth most read in all in online mainstream and alternative news, period? Why am I raising that issue? Because I did a three-hour radio show that Thursday that streamed live on the web, aired on AM and FM affiliates, was archived at PrisonPlanet.tv and at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And I interviewed several people in studio. It's on record. I was live. People are already there on my channel saying, well, I see this was uploaded on, you know, the night of Thursday. This must be fake. There's no way he could, you know, predict that this was going to happen. Well, I'm sorry for you. It's on record that I did that radio show Thursday and wore the dark jacket and the green shirt. And it's on record. I had those guests in studio, and it's on record as they were in studio, as I went to my in-studio guest, one of them, a national TV host. Forget his name. What's that comedian's name? Hal Sparks. Hal Sparks. And that as I went to them, I said, you watch, they're about to stage terror attacks in Europe and the United States and blame it on the right wing. The system is in the process of transferring the whole police state that's been built in the name of fighting the Arab, quote, Muslim, quote, menace that's been hyped up. That's going to be transferred over onto Christians, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters, returning veterans, gun owners, people that don't want banker bailouts, people that don't want open borders. And of the three-hour radio show, I spent more than 2 hours of the show, about 2 hours and 15 minutes. In fact, I made my guest sit here in studio while I finished ranting and laying out that I could see the mainstream corporate media preparing people's minds for this in the dramas, the cop shows, the sitcoms, the mainstream news articles, the Homeland Security videos, where they say if you see a white person writing on a piece of paper, talking on a cell phone, wearing a hoodie, driving a white van, call the police. In the video, 10-minute video, that's in the article, DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists, Fox News, Daily Mail, Breitbart, they all covered our story, and they concurred. Yes, it clearly shows, you know, out of dozens and dozens of terrorists, all but two are white, and it's all minorities, black people, Asians, Hispanics, reporting on the white terrorist. And there's shots of blonde-haired women with blue eyes, with their eyes shining blue. It's all meant to brand that, hey, the new Al-Qaeda is the American people. And there's 2+ hours of video on my YouTube channel. The MP3 went out that day. It's time-stamped on record. I said, prepare for imminent staged right-wing attacks. I'm going to break down what this signifies on the other side and play a clip from Thursday's show.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. Coming up the next segment, we will take you to Oslo, Norway, to talk to a listener and survivor who was in the bombing, blown back by it. If he was 20 seconds earlier, he would have been hurt or killed. That gentleman will be joining us, Robert from Norway, coming up in the next segment. Now, I want to be clear. I wish that this was not a false flag or inside job. I wish the evidence wasn't pointing that direction. It is a lot more scary to know that it's mega corporations, government networks, intelligence agencies that are clearly involved in so many of these attacks. And because our government and other governments have been caught staging terror attacks before, we have to look at them as suspects and see, are there the standard signatures, the fingerprints, the earmarks? And unfortunately, this has them all. There was a drill a day and a half before, a few hundred yards away from the government buildings of multiple terrorist bombings. There were also the standard reports of other bombers and other shooters now being confirmed, and reportedly one arrest has been made. Quote, Norwegian Special Forces arrest a second man, just like Oklahoma City, that was John Doe number two, caught on the surveillance tapes. The FBI has declared national security and never released any of those 27 tapes, though an FBI agent told the LA Times he saw it, and it showed McVeigh with other men, including John Doe number two. Why aren't we supposed to talk about that? Well, I've interviewed multiple people that worked in the Oklahoma City building, like Jane Graham, the head of the HUD department on the ninth floor. She saw Tim McVeigh and others planting large gray sticks of butter. She didn't know what they were and thought that they were the telephone company. And she saw them there with, reportedly, who she later saw in the news, a member of German intelligence, Andreas Strassmeier, and some other U.S. government agents. And again, this is all on record. And the building was blown out, not in. I have the newscast of them removing the unexploded bombs, the governor saying we found the bombs, the pillars in the back blown out, further away from the Ryder truck than pillars that were right by the Ryder truck that weren't destroyed, blast points, shape charge blast points. The head of Air Force Weapons Development, Benton Parton, ran out there. General Parton said this is an inside job. See, that was done when the American people were rising up and saying no to Bill Clinton, and he was about to lose the election. And so, boom, there was a bombing. His approval rating went up, and Bill Clinton told USA Today and others, after he was reelected the next year, he said, I owe my reelection to Oklahoma City. In fact, I forgot. We got to dig up the Michael Savage clip where he said, mark my words, the government's going to stage terror attacks and blame right-wingers. I'm not the only one saying this. I could also pull up the clips of Obama advisors saying, we need staged 9/11 or Oklahoma City to really get our agenda through. They got so clear with all this that even Glenn Beck 6 months ago came out and said they're preparing to stage attacks and blame people that aren't for a new world order. In fact, if I don't have time to play those today with all the guests coming up, I'll definitely play them on the Monday show, the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But I think we're going to dig those up. Let's dig up the Savage. I know it's in the computer. Savage talks about stage terror attacks, or Reichstag. Obama will stage Reichstag's the name of it. There's a bunch of them, but that's the really informative one. Now, we're going to go to break here in a little while, but I wanted to, before I get into all this, the multiple shooters, the drill, the police standing down for 90 minutes on the island, even though it turns out there was a police station a half mile away on the mainland, which is right off the coast, a little retreat island, all of this. But that's not the issue. It's that I saw them hyping and the police training manuals being changed to, okay, we're not worried about Muslim terrorists anymore. The new terrorists are conservatives that don't want a new world order. And I heard it on Fox News today on the radio driving in. I heard local radio talking about it. I saw it on CNN this morning, and it's all over the news. No fly list for conservatives. Oh, have you given to a group against open borders? Oh, you may not be able to fly. You may be on the no gun buy list. Obama's talking about putting in place with an executive order outside of law. See, the whole apparatus behind the scenes has already been shifted onto people that don't want a new world order, people that want a constitution, a bill of rights. Same thing in Europe. And I've told you it's going to be attacks in Europe first. I know how to call this stuff because the banks are imploding them right now and they want to politically divert folks. Now, this is a clip, and there's over 2 hours of this. This is just one that listeners pulled and, you know, pointed out that I saw online where I predicted it. InfoWars predicted Norway terror attacks day before. And if you actually go into the last few months of shows, I particularly said, and I hope listeners will go find it for us, I said they're going to start in Europe, move to England, and then move to the U.S. because that's the scripting timeline. Now, we'll go to break and come back and finish the rest of this, then go to our guest. But here I am laying out how this started in Nazi Germany, how they first target an unpopular group and then move it on to the general public. Here I am Thursday, less than 24 hours before this happened, saying they're going to rebrand terrorists from Muslims to conservatives. Here it is. What did Hitler do? First, he goes after unpopular groups in Germany, Jews, gypsies, communists, and he takes their rights away in law, and people get behind it. Yeah, get them. Then he swung it around against Christians, against Protestants, against Seventh-day Adventists, you name it, against his competition in business, even fellow Nazis. They would rob their companies and send them off to a death camp. This is what they did. A lot of the French that helped the Nazis take over France, they got turned against. A lot of the Vichy did. So that's how this works. You first set something up with an unpopular group. And whether it's a good thing to make Muslims and Arabs unpopular or not, and obviously it's discrimination and stereotypical and wrong, it was acceptable to say these people are devils, nuke them, to call them horrible pejoratives, camel bleepers, rag, bleepers, sand, N-words. That's all cute and funny on talk radio. Well, I don't think it is. Because even if you think Muslims are evil and bad and want to get you, at the end of the day, this was being beta tested on them to then be used against everybody else. And I told you from the FBI, federal marshals, state police in California, Missouri, state police in Florida, Texas, federal marshals sending me SLAT training, the videos, we've shown them here. We've done special reports on it where they say, who are the number one terrorist? Gun owners. Returning veterans, libertarians, in the fetters, Ron Paul supporters. I mean, I have the training manuals here. The Homeland Security, the MIAC reports. Remember this being national news 2 years ago? Remember all this? Now, I told you, they've taken over the Middle East. They've invaded all the countries. They now are flipping over to work with al-Qaeda to overthrow Gaddafi, the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow Mubarak. They're now shifting to a new phase. They're going to keep the Muslim demonization going, but it's now a dish that's cooked. They just put it on the back burner to keep it warm. And they've killed bin Laden in their staged event. They're now moving on to the next phase to, okay, we don't have a Bill of Rights. We spy on you. You have no rights. We can secretly arrest citizens under the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, Enemy Commissions Act. We can fly you to places to be tortured.
All right, folks. Execute you. We're going to come back and finish the last 2 minutes of this little clip. Then we're going to go to an eyewitness and survivor of the car bomb in Oslo. And then I'm going to get into all this weird Knights Templar stuff, him dressed up, Mason outfits. I mean, this has got New World Order written all over it. We are live, in-depth coverage and analysis of the kickoff of White Al-Qaeda, the demonization of Christians, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Going back more than a decade, we've gotten secret government training manuals. We published them. They've made national news many times. You remember the Homeland Security and MIAC reports we got now more than 2 years ago from law enforcement saying the number one threat is gun owners, Christian conservatives, returning veterans. And the Justice Department defended those manuals. They're teaching every police department in Europe, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, that the police will face disgruntled veterans that will attack them. I've shown you the New York Times. In fact, people will never believe this, so I'll have to pull it up later. We've got a limited crew today, skeleton crew, where the New York Times showed 2 years ago, Explorer Scouts, quote, training to take on disgruntled Iraq war vets and kill them. with high-def photos of the mock-killing U.S. military. You cannot make this up. So behind the scenes, it's always been about enemies of the central banking cartel fully taking us over and Europe over. The prime minister of Norway also attended Bilderberg Group this year. You have the fact that their party can only serve two terms and was set to leave, but the conservatives were set to gain seats. So this will now, of course, demonize them. We're going to be talking to a gentleman who lives and works, 29-year-old gentleman, Robert Jeppestuhl, who was walking into the blast and was knocked back from it only a couple hundred feet away and narrowly survived, gave us a lot of intel that turned out to be true on Friday, that there were drills days before of bombings in the area. That's now confirmed. Reports of multiple shooters on the island. That's now confirmed. CNN, Associated Press. All of these are the earmarks of an operation. Friends of the shooter, Anders Breivik, report that this isn't how he was acting just a few years ago, and quote, we believe he must have been brainwashed. I have clips of those international news pieces in English where the Norwegians are talking about it. Also, a Russian emigre is talking about knowing him and you know, not really believing this. If you study these false flags, they've had a lot of them where you'll have multiple shooters. A lot of times someone believes they're part of a drill. After the event happens, they're basically drugged up, put on trial, never seen again. Operation Northwoods, which is declassified 10 years ago, describes how the Pentagon would stage mass shootings across America as a pretext to set up a police state and even how to frame patsies. So people need to grow up and realize that this was coming at perfect timing. And how was I able to put an article out predicting all of this and to cover this for over 2 hours on my three-hour show the day before this happened on Thursday? We're about to finish that clip and then go to our guest, the survivor and eyewitness of the bombing. I was able to do this because of the hype. They think you're dumb. Propaganda is targeted at the lowest common denominator. So I saw this behind-the-scenes branding of anybody that criticizes government as a terrorist, and then I saw them beginning to roll it out. They only roll it out when they're getting ready to do it. And I saw it in Europe, I saw it in England, I saw it in the U.S. Now they're claiming that Breivik was working with Americans, Brits, and others. Oh, conservatives need to be on no-fly list, no gun buy list. Conservatives need to be watched. The whole Homeland Security Interpol system needs to be used. Oh, my gosh. The white Al-Qaeda is coming. Notice all these TV ads about white Al-Qaeda come out last week. Same thing in Europe. And now this happens. They're flipping from the Muslim threat to the white Al-Qaeda threat. Let's finish up that clip, then we'll go to our guest holding from Norway. Here, and again, there's over 2 hours of this. This is just one clip. We had time to ferret out. It went on for hours where I lay out every scenario, and I tell you it is imminent to be blamed on the right wing and a total flipping because I could see the preconditioning and the public rollout. How do you know when Coke's coming out with a new flavor? They run a bunch of ads telling you it's coming. This stuff is all done like an ad campaign, just like I knew that Perry was going to run for president when he went to Bilderberg. And then I have inside sources, and I told you he'd break his pledge, and he's going to announce coming up in a week and a half. I told you, folks, because I know how to watch these people. Once you understand it, you'll never believe that you didn't understand it before. Let's go ahead and go to this clip and then to our guest from Norway. Secretly execute you. Obama's continuing it. Now the next phase. They've already been beta testing behind closed doors with the police and military. Now they're moving it to white Al-Qaeda. And in this video, they cut to, and every one of them were mentally ill patsies, it's been confirmed, even mainstream news admits, Jihad Jane and others, blue eyes, animating the blue eyes in the video to glow, look blue, they're Al-Qaeda. And it shows, at the beginning of this Homeland Security 9-minute video, a shot of family, of thinking about all that's good in America, nostalgia, on top of the piano. And 90%+ of the photos of the American family, it's Hispanics, it's Asians, it's black people. So you see it instantly. And there's one white guy, but he's blurred in the background. So it's like, this is America. We are many people. And then it cuts to a black guy. He's professional. He's good in his suit. He's no longer being the stereotypically put down by the same media, same government as a gangbanger. He's going out in the parking garage and he sees evil white guys getting ready to blow up the building and he calls it in on them.
And then the good white guys, the only good white guys in the whole thing, FBI, show up. And they stop the white al-Qaeda that's just everywhere. They're creating this false perception ahead of the private contractors that run the government, staging more of terror to take over society even more. So you won't be mad about going into austerity or having your Social Security taken or everything imploding and all the money going to the offshore banks. Folks, I'm not just saying this for theatrics. The bankers have gang-raped us financially. They're imploding the country by design. And they've set up an architecture, a police state against the American people built around terror. And they have to provide that terror, as Governor Ridge admitted, to get you to politically rally around them. So they're getting ready, okay? They're getting ready to stage terror attacks and blame it on the American people. We are the terrorists, okay? I mean, in all the internal manuals, it is the veterans, the gun owners, and it's the veterans and the gun owners going, get them Arabs, take their rights away, not knowing the whole thing's always been for them. And then I see these conservatives go, well, it's Obama doing this now. No. Obama, Bush, they read off teleprompters. They don't run jack. This is a long-term strategic Pentagon, RAND Corporation, full-spectrum dominance takeover. This is absolute criminal takeover. I mean, realize that, but I digress. White al-Qaeda, white al-Qaeda, blue-eyed women, they're gonna get you. White, 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 white. And it goes on and on and on and on. Wake up, folks. There you go. And that's the little vanity card that the YouTuber got when they took those clips out. And if you go back to weeks ago, I went into even more detail. I said they're going to have soft targets hit in Europe, schools shot up, parks. They love to kill children. That's what the Pentagon did with Operation Gladio, now declassified. Their favorite thing was to blow up school buses. Now, we're going to break here in a moment, but I want to introduce you to Robert Jeppestuhl. And he lives and works in Oslo. He's 29 years old, studied political science, history, and economics in Norwegian universities, and also spent some time at the University of York in England. He now works, again, in a local bank and small businesses in Oslo, and with a plan for starting a Norwegian equivalent of the American company TTC to help educate people. And he narrowly survived. He was walking towards the bomb when it went off, and he was blown back by it. And he joins us from Oslo, Norway. We're glad he survived. We're going to break in a moment, sir, but we're going to come back and give you the floor. But just in the minute we have, what is your view now, 48 hours later? You thought this was false flag on Friday. What do you think it is now?
First of all, thank you for having me, Alex. It's the same point of view. I mean, exactly as we talked about on Friday, even more accurate now. Things that come up seem to just cement that it was a staged event.
All right, stay there. You survived the blast. We're going to come back to you because, you know, then we were saying, look at them blaming it on Muslims. And you know, as I was saying Friday, I'm not so sure, folks. This is the white al-Qaeda. And now that's confirmed. Exactly as I've been screaming for several months every day, warning everyone because of the preconditioning. Robert Jeppestuhl is our guest. He'll be joining us after the break from Norway. He's a survivor.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, going to our eyewitness, Dr. Webster Tarpley coming up. He's saying false flag clearly, written a detailed treatise up at Infowars.com, doctor of history, and of course economics. We're going to be talking to Dr. Tarpley coming up, and we'll open the phones up later in the next hour. But I want to remind you, this has the drill right before, 2 days before, day and a half before. It has the multiple shooters, now confirmed. We were laughed at on Friday talking about that with our witness accounts. You've got him with these professional publicity photos, clearly professionally taken by a very professional photographer. You've got this 1,500-page treatise. You've got this professionally made video. And what this is meant to do is invoke a clash of civilizations. Christians against Muslims, while the globalist, who are atheistic humanist manipulatists. And that's what Albert Pike wrote about in 1877, and exactly what we've been predicting. So at the end of the day, this plays the groups off against each other. But at the same time, then the government can play the part of the referee, the arbiter, and go after both groups and say both groups are bad. So they play the Christians and Muslims off against each other. That's the great divide and conquer, clash of civilizations, PNAC, Dick Cheney plan, Israeli plan. By the way, and we're going to our guest, this was the anniversary of the King David Hotel bombing. Was an attack carried out, this is from the encyclopedia, by the militant right-wing Zionist underground organization Irgun. The head of Irgun is the dad of the former White House chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, now Chicago mayor, on the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, July 22nd, 1946. 91 people of various nationalities were killed and 46 injured. And they carried out the King David Hotel and tried to blame it on Arabs at first. It's an admitted false flag. You might want to run into it and just check it out. Okay, I'll shut up now. Let's go to Robert Jeppestuhl, a survivor of the bombing. You've got the floor, sir. Briefly, recap what happened to you and then get into the different anomalies and things that have come up. You told us on Friday that there'd been a drill days before, and that now has been confirmed. So tell us more of what's going on.
Yeah, well, first what happened was that I felt the blast. I went towards my office. The bomb exploded. I was blown a bit back, the windows crushing all around. And, you know, you could see the mushroom cloud going up in front of the government building. You certainly get shocked at first. But I remember one of my first thoughts after the bomb was, this is how our future freedoms were lost. I knew what it was because I've been listening to you and you know, the clip you just played, I heard it live. It wasn't a surprise.
So you're saying you were listening to me on Thursday when I said they're going to attack soft targets and blame it on right-wing whites?
You've been talking about white Al-Qaeda for a long time, and I've also, you know, seen it coming. And this, as you said, the class of civilization.
What about him wearing all this Knights Templar regalia, and it turns out he's not even a Christian? And then he's got all these handlers and people and other shooters. What are folks saying in Norway? You said a lot of your friends you talked to at work, they weren't buying it. Are they buying it now?
I guess there's just clashing information. They come with so many different, you know, experts and analysis. So I just, people get confused. I totally see that because nobody knows what to believe.
What about the police not responding to the shooting for 90 minutes?
Yeah, now they have on several TV shows tonight. They have gone back and, you know, we read the phone log, the log again, and now we used 1 hour and 1 minute. But I remember clearly seeing they were reporting shootings on TV, I mean, to 90 minutes before.
Who do you think, I mean, just in your gut from looking at this, who stands to gain? Norway announced that they were going to pull out of Libya, endorse the Palestinian state 2 days before. This island that got attacked did have a group of Palestinians at it in a meeting the day before. How did this guy know where the prime minister was going to be? He was reportedly going to the island. Your take on that?
Yeah, well, you know, what hasn't been reported? I've read your articles, Webster Tarpley's article, very good. But you know, 2 hours before the happening, on the island, this our former prime minister, Gro Harlem Brundtland, she's also a former leader of the WHO for several years. She had a speech on the island. And our present PM, he has for a long time been predicted a great career in the UN. Our former PM is now the General Secretary of the Parliament in the EU. I don't see how they could just attackers and they not know. And all the coincidence with them being, you know, away.
Well, I mean, look, we know the Russians, the Chinese, the U.S., they've all had attempted coup d'etats where they always grab a patsy and claim it was a lone nut. We know with Kennedy, it wasn't just one shooter, and 92% of Americans, you know that, the official story is a lie. So this fits into that. Could this have been an attempted coup against the prime minister, and now they've just thrown this nut into the mix and have given us this official narrative? I mean, after all, Western governments have been caught issuing fake Al-Qaeda videos, fake Bin Laden videos, fake WMD documents, so they're not above manufacturing out of whole cloth. This is a big deal. I mean, bottom line, I feel it in my gut. I see it intellectually that this is the kickoff of something big. I'm not sure exactly what, other than the introduction of it isn't just Al-Qaeda now. No one can be trusted. You can only trust the government.
Yeah, this is the card they're playing also. I mean, and there's so many things involved in this bombing. I mean, from what I gather, this happening was a brilliant in order to shut down free speech, censor and police the web, trample and restrict people wanting to grow their own food or even questioning the political status quo. In fact, yesterday I heard a broadcast on the radio. He had a guest on, I guess, somebody higher up, and he said something like, we like the police patrolling our streets to keep us safe. Why shouldn't they be patrolling the web? They're using it for
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Driving in, I was listening to Fox News on 590 AM and also watching TV this morning, and it was, oh my gosh, the National Intelligence Assessment said radicals are using the web to recruit. There's radicalism on the web against the New World Order and the big banks, and this is going to cause violence. We need to shut down this evil speech because people's speech against the New World Order. Who do you think they're talking about? I haven't even gotten into the National Post magazine, big paper of a big paper of Canada coming out and attacking yours truly yesterday for dare questioning the official story. Yes, absolutely. It's the free speech, Robert, that's causing all this.
Yeah, but you know, I also want to give you some backdrop because with this incident, the government and our already, I think, dangerous leaders have effectively torn down today's political environment and stand free to create a brave new world without comparison. For a long time, Norway has been a testing ground for many of the things you talk about. I mean, almost every week or every fortnight, we have news mirroring subjects that you know, local subjects from Texas or anywhere else. I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, there's so many facets that I've dropped the ball on, and that's why it's so frustrating to communicate extremely complex issues in just sound bites. But you brought up what I've just seen in literally more than 10,000 news articles on Google. If you type in right wing, there's more than 10,000 articles demonizing anybody who's conservative, Christian, libertarian, anti-Muslim. And I'm not defending folks that hate Muslims out of hand, but that's their free speech right. It is just a full court press. We've got to watch and attack and go after anybody that doesn't like world government, that doesn't like open borders, who doesn't like gun control. Notice he's a guy who legally had a gun, which is very hard to have in Norway. He was an organic farmer, so he could get the fertilizer. I mean, this whole thing is so scripted down to the glamour shots of him in bizarre Illuminati regalia. That's their little sickening calling card. They want the clash of civilizations between Muslims and Christians at one level, and then the government will be the referee attacking both groups when they are the real terrorists. We'll be back second hour. Stay with us, Robert.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Robert Jeppestuel is our guest. He'll be riding shotgun with us for one segment with Webster Griffin Tarpley coming up, looking at this false flag event and what it signifies. Undoubtedly, this was either staged or the government has a crystal ball. because they have been telling police the terror attacks are coming. It's going to happen. And then in every case, we research these events and they're provocateured or completely staged. Right wing, Muslim, it doesn't matter. And this case just reeks of staged with the treatise and the guy all dressed up. All of it, every stereotype he goes after, designed to demonize people that don't like world government and don't like losing their national sovereignty and their cultures. Now, Robert, a survivor of the attacks, narrowly survived the bombing. We're very glad this listener did survive, and we're very sad for the others. Short segment left here, but other points you'd like to make?
Well, I could take some from. Have you had anything about the manifesto? Because the media have reported on a 1,500-page manifesto called 2083, describing ideology and referring to and quoting philosophers, who refers to himself as a Templar starting a crusade against Muslims in Europe. He describes small things like what to wear, the needed equipment to do organize a terror event, and he says that the world population needs to be reduced to 2.5 billion within the year 2083. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, is also copied in his text. Only a few paragraphs are changed. I guess it was leftists are changed with modern Marxists or something like that. The manifest is written in good English language, and they say it was published from London. I find it strange considering how he's reportedly uneducated. I mean, later analysis said that the whole thing is a copy and paste document, except the last part where that's sort of a diary of his progress and work the last 9 years towards this event. It seems like a script to make.
No, exactly. Lower. You've got the script. You've got the glamour photos. You've got it all tailored. The classic MO of a mind controlled patsy who's only part of the event. You've got all the witnesses saying multiple shooters, not just one, but now they're talking about two, three, maybe even four other men dressed as policemen at the bombing. All of this starting to come out, and you see the clash of civilizations. The globalists want to play Christians and Muslims, Westerners and the East off against each other. While the government opens the borders up to allow the clash to happen, then it plays the part of the arbiter. But just like the West created Al-Qaeda in 79, this manifesto will now generate real copycats who will take up the crusade or jihad. And so the government and the social engineers won't even have to provocateur some of this. It will create a whole new movement by the attention it's getting. Do you see the genius of the globalist, how they set things in motion?
Yeah, I mean, it follows the perfect script. There's a few things diluting, nothing original. It's just that they're following what's been done before and taking points of what was successful and just, you know, making this event as it was scripted as a movie.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But there's a weakness in that stratagem. Those of us that study these people see them do the exact same thing. The drills being run in the days before. The multiple gunmen or attackers. The pre-scripting running up to it. The media hype. We'll be right back with the survivor of the Oslo bombing and the globalist terror attack with Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is a big deal. I could analyze the media brainwashing and predict massive stage terror attacks starting in Europe, moving into the United States and North America, off of mainstream media pre-programming. in the last 6 months or so, and I've been saying they're going to stage these events. The day before, I said the attack is imminent within days or weeks. We played that clip earlier. So the day before, I was able to look at the pre-programming and how they get all their people lined up ahead of time, because government's compartmentalized. Media's compartmentalized. 99% of people in government are not involved in these criminal activities. But when you get into black ops, CIA, you name it, they are. That's why Dr. Steve Pachinik, who wrote the book for the CIA on black ops, former deputy head of the State Department, will be joining us tomorrow. Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley is waiting in the wings right now. He'll be with us for at least two or three segments. We'll also take calls in the last two segments. The phones are now open on this live Sunday transmission, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. If you'd like to join us, that's a different number than the weekday number, because we run this Sunday show completely out of my studio, 877-789-ALEX, on government-sponsored terror. And did I call it or did I not call it? And if you disagree with me, fine. You think this guy acted alone? Great. The witnesses all say multiple shooters. The witnesses say drills, now confirmed. All the same earmarks of a staged event. The glamour shots of him and his regalia. The fact they're trying to launch a clash of civilizations that the Pentagon and others have wanted between Christians and Muslims, so the government can play the part of the arbiter, the referee. All of this is incredibly transparent when you're awake and aware. If you're halfway paying attention, well, then it's a different story. And there's a lot of big national media coverage, Fox News, Breitbart, the Daily Mail, they're all reporting on our reportage of this and our prediction Thursday that they were going to roll out that white Al-Qaeda is now the threat, white Christian terrorist, gun owners, libertarians, military, former military. And so folks are giving us our due right now, and our stories are being carried. Folks are really realizing how serious this is, that the global oligarchs are getting ready to use the police state that they sold in the name of going after Muslims, which was more politically popular, is now going to be flipped on the very people that don't want world government. But here's the National Post, the big paper of Canada. Already the Norway conspiracy theories have begun. Well, that didn't take long. Less than 24 hours after Norway killings, Alex Jones' massively surfed InfoWars site, they got something right, already is fronting with the theory that the tragedy was all part of a conspiracy by European elites to deflect populist disgust and bailouts. Yes, by Friday afternoon, Kurt Nemo did write, and he does quote in the paper, three big paragraphs of our article, that this would be meant to energize a clash of civilizations, Christendom against Islam, and be used as a pretext, comparing it to the McVeigh attacks, which they now have done. We're conspiracy theorists because we had total precision. And that we're questioning an elite who's been caught lying 99% of the time and staging all sorts of terror attacks and fake WMDs. So I wanted to have Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley have any questions or comments, then we'll come back with just Dr. Tarpley for our guest, Robert Jeppestuhl, who was walking towards the blast when it happened. He's in Norway, was blown back by it. And day one, he said a lot of folks in Norway do not think the official story is true. He told us about the drills before it was even in the news. Dr. Tarpley, any questions for our guest before we let him go?
Well, the two things that I think would be interesting to know more about, how about the explosions that went off in Oslo on Tuesday to Wednesday, according to what I'm reading in the Often Post, and that would be one. Did you hear any of those?
No, there were drills. We've been reporting on that since Friday,
yeah, precisely.
Yes.
Precisely, but did they were actual explosions that people heard.
Yeah, no, we have video of it on InfoWars.com.
The drills were not announced, but people found out, according to what I've read at least, people found out about the drills through the explosion. So did you hear any of those? Secondly, what's the story? What did the Norwegian media say about the second shooter on the island? Because this is the other big thing.
Well, firstly, I did not hear about the incident on Wednesday. I don't know what this is, but I'm not surprised, but I don't know where that comes from.
guess
Upton Posten,
right? No, Tarpley. Tarpley. We have articles on InfoWars.
Yeah,
we had it Friday.
I want to hear the direct eyewitness.
No. I'm saying we have the explosions coming out of the building with men in black uniforms rappelling down. Yes, that did happen. I can confirm.
Yeah. What do people know over there? What's the word on the street?
As I said, I don't know of this incident. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't read Often Boston. It's a big newspaper, but I don't read it. None of the other big newspapers reported on it. I guess it was.
All right, let me just answer the question since Tarpley asked it and you're not aware. A, CNN is now reporting that they are looking at a second shooter. And, quote, CNN and RT are reporting Norwegian Special Forces today raided and arrested who they believe may be an accomplice and a second shooter. And yes, there were drills 2 days before and the day before. And we have video, Webster, of the men in black uniforms rappelling down in the same area of the city, blowing the windows out with explosions in the drill. So, Webster, what does that mean to you?
Well, as soon as you have two people, that's a conspiracy under anybody's definition. So the people who are upset about conspiracy, I'm afraid, will have to go to the showers at that point. And, of course, the really big thing is the drill. You can easily imagine, since we know that there was a very ambitious U.S. program, this CIMAS, S-I-M-A-S, to penetrate, to recruit a network, basically, of intelligence assets among retired policemen of Norway, you could easily imagine the bootlegging of a real bomb in among the practice bombs, although those were also real up to a point. You could bootleg in the real bomb with the practice bombs, get that through the security screens, and get that very close to the Prime Minister's office. Let me just ask your contact there in Norway. We understand that the explosions went off near the Opera House. What is the distance from the Opera House to the Prime Minister's office?
Well, it is not very far. I would guess less than a kilometer. It's
less than a mile.
600-700 meters, I would guess. Let me elaborate on what happened today, because six men were arrested after tips from the interrogations of Breivik. A third apartment he is said to have used. Then, soon after, they said the six men were released and checked out immediately. Nothing else was mentioned about this, just that the police had an armed raid of a third building that he allegedly had been using. Also, he bought 6 tons of this fertilizer. They say the bomb was maybe 600-700 kilos, and they only found 3 tons at his barn or farm. So, things are still going on.
Well, it's like Michigan said, you can't have gardens at your house, and this proves it. You could be a terrorist if you have a garden. I mean, you can see the scripting. Evil organic farmer, nationalist, didn't like open borders. Incredible. Well, I want to thank you, Robert, for joining us, and hopefully you can check back in with us throughout the week, and we're going to come back with Webster and get into the technicals of why he says this points towards a false flag and who would be behind it. Key Bono, who stands to gain? Anything else you'd like to add, Robert, from Oslo, Norway?
Well, just a last comment to my fellow Norwegians and others in Scandinavia. I would ask you or urge you to read writings by Per Aslak Ertevåg. He has written books like Echoes of the Future, The Power Behind the Power, the latest, Sleep, My Little Norway, touching on themes like Bilderberg, the political two-party paradigm, fraud in international banking, war as a social necessity, fluoridation of water and poisoning of foods. Like a very good Norwegian author on these points. He has a...
Well, Robert Jeppestuel, we'll have you back on tomorrow to get into your political views, because I want to hear them from that Norway perspective. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we've got your calls there lined up. The number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. We will get to you in the last few segments here. Webster Tarpley, who's an expert in false flag terror attacks, he's written the book 9/11 synthetic terror. Why are drills important? Why are other shooters important? Why does he say that the Norway terror attack is a false flag? That's the headline at Infowars.com and Tarpley.net, and he details why he's saying this. So on radio, Webster, what's the evidence of it being a false flag, and what does the evidence show who the perpetrators are? Who stands to gain from this?
I would first of all guide people away from this wealth of information that we're now finding out about the Patsy. We should always remember that the views, the politics, the ethnicity, the religious faith, the personal habits of the Patsy are all extremely suspect, because these tend to be manufactured by the intelligence agencies that stand behind this spectacle.
You mean like the passports that fell out of the planes on 9/11 and were found?
Well, or, you know, that Mohammed Atta was a very pious Islamic fundamentalist, except when he went to the discotheque to drink gin and vodka with his girlfriend, who was a lady of the night, and so forth, right? In other words, what's interesting about the profile that's now being manufactured for this character, in other words, his ideology, it points to what you're supposed to conclude from it. I would urge people, don't do that. Rather, look for the inevitable contradictions between the legend, the cover story, the fake artificial profile that you're being sold by the media, contradictions between that and reality. In other words, somewhere, somehow, it's going to pop up that he's nothing of the kind. In other words, he's supposed to be an enthusiast of the European military order and criminal tribunal of the Knights Templar and other fantastic stories. We'll have to see what he actually was, right? It usually takes a little while, and it's going to be in sort of marginal news places. He's got a couple of techniques, though. They've taken Cho, the Virginia Tech killer from, April of 2007. Cho was the guy with the great photograph. So in this case, we've got lots of photographs of Breivik. He is on the scale of McVeigh in the magnitude of the killing. And, of course, it's tragic, and I want to stress how tragic.
Yeah, who believes one guy now has 93 dead, a record mass shooting? I mean, this whole thing strains credibility.
Yeah, we remember with Hassan of Fort Hood, there was the question, how could you even kill seven people, I think, at a base where everybody's armed? That
13.
Question then comes up again with the alleged death toll for Breivik. And, of course, that's with a second shooter or, indeed, even more come in. Another thing is the sheer mass of the ideological babbling that he's poured out, right? There's an online manifesto, the Declaration of European Independence or something like this, and he's got a 1,500-page book, except it turns out that the CIA or whoever it is saved money on this. They recycled large pieces of the Unabomber manifesto that have now showed up unattributed in this book that he's got, the 1,500-page manuscript.
And you've got all these glamour shots, very professionally done, with the shocking death's head uniforms and frogmen outfit and Masonic outfits to sell everyone. You've got friends saying, this isn't the guy we know, he must be brainwashed. Now, you need to explain to people, Webster, it came out that the Mumbai and Bali attacks, even Chicago Tribune have had to admit that the CIA ran those, London Guardian. It's come out that 7/7 was staged. I mean, in so many cases, how do they set the Patsy up? Does he think he's part of a drill? Is he mentally ill? I mean, is it like the first World Trade Center bombing where they hired two guys on welfare who were borderline mentally retarded? The FBI cooks the bomb, makes the cocktail, gives them the detonator. I mean, that was all admitted as well.
Well, let's take a look, and we can look at first of all, it's the Patsy milieu. By definition, is these psychotics, fanatics, mercenaries, double agents, criminal types, drifters, misfits. There's a broad selection there. In this case, we're told that 9 years ago, in 2002, he attended a meeting in London of the European Military Order and Criminal Tribunal of the Knights Templar, London, April 2002, attended by delegates from Norway, He was the Norway delegate. United Kingdom, France, Germany, Greece, Russia, and that these were important leaders of politics and industry and finance, that they were important people. This is a very strange story, and that would obviously have to be looked at, because the other thing is you look at his father, the father, Jens Breivik, G-E-N-S Breivik,
Breivik,
is a former, he was a diplomat in the Norwegian embassy in London and Paris.
And it's another diplomat who's got the underwear bomber son, with the U.S. government getting him on the plane,
right,
on record.
Yeah, very relevant, because it looks like the father is a spook of some kind, and therefore the father claims...
Well, no kidding. This guy's hanging out at Knights Templar meetings. For those that don't know, they still meet in England. I mean, this is bizarre, Webster. It looks to me like an attempt to have a clash of civilizations, and then government plays the part of the referee against both sides.
Sir, it's certainly interesting. We had this case of a German lawyer went to court to try to stop an anti-terror drill that was supposed to occur with the beginning of that Women's World Soccer Championship, the one that the U.S. Lost in the final to Japan, right, just wrapped up. That was about 1 month ago. I think it was June 22nd or June 23rd that we had that terror threat at the Olympic Stadium. So, generally speaking, the time frame is what we thought. However, at the same time, I had thought that it would be something that they would try to pin on Gaddafi because of the killing of members of his family, or they would try to pin it on bin Laden, or, you know, the Al-Qaeda, Zawahiri, whatever that is. But they've chosen something different, and that, I think, is interesting. However, I think for most people, the important thing to know is, first of all, there was a drill right in the center of Oslo, as we've heard. You know, if it's less than a kilometer, that means about half a mile. So half a mile from the place where the bombs were actually going off. Now, these might be practice bombs. They might not be on the same scale as the bomb that actually went off.
No, they blew windows out. We've got video of it from Norwegian TV.
Right. So what we do know is that this would be a perfect way to bootleg the bomb in. You could bootleg the fake bomb in among the real bomb among the fake bombs.
Yeah, explain why drills are so important briefly as we got a break.
Well, because you've got to conduit and bootleg the operation. But how do you bring a bomb into a secure area, which the ministerial quarter, the ministerial neighborhood of central Oslo, I've actually been there, I think once, is fairly secure. So how do you don't just waltz in there with a bomb? Especially a larger one, it's going to be more complicated. I haven't seen too many details about the bomb, but the perfect way to get it in is to bring it in under the cover of saying, oh, that's just one of those fake bombs.
Webster, stay there. Stay there. Let's explain how 77911, OKC, there's always a drill, and how that's used. So in case another U.S. agency or other agency finds out what you're doing, you claim it was part of the drill. So it also protects you at that level. We'll be right back. Your call's coming up.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants.
Well, he gets it.
Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Okay, Scott, Frank, Robert, Beth, Ronnie, Dana, Brad, Mark, Don, Sean, everybody, we're going to get to you. And, you know, there's so many points I want to make. I'm chomping at the bit, but I want to get Webster's view on this as well. You know, when you've been studying this, out of the gates, you learn the smell, the M.O. of a patsy, of a staged event. And, you know, Webster said he was looking for a staged event against Gaddafi. And that may still happen. But I saw massive hype in the last few months saying white Al-Qaeda, people that don't like the New World Order, people that don't want banker bailouts, the right-wing Christians, the Tea Party people, they're going to attack because the system wants to demonize those folks. And I called it. And we have the videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where I break that down. We also have the video from local newscast of the drill. It's actually about a day and a half before, with them blowing out the windows and explosions and I actually gave Jaron the Norwegian news article. Later we'll be able to type that in and put it up on screen and show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're not just a radio show. We're also simulcasting online. The still shot of the men in black uniforms testing bombs out less than a kilometer away from where this place actually got hit. I've also checked. It was not known that the prime minister would be at that island. Now, for some reason, he got a warning and didn't go. But, I mean, this guy clearly had intelligence connections. And so that alone right there, I mean, it's like the bin Laden video. I said, that's fake. And then it later came out it was fake video, CGI. And then the bin Laden killing. I said, that's fake. Obama's not watching the killing in the Situation Room. That photo's clearly staged. Came out later it was staged. I mean, the point is, these people are creating a false narrative. Webster, finishing up with why drills are important. And then who stands to gain from this? I mean, from just preliminary look at this, who stands to gain from pulling this off in Norway?
Well, the drills, I guess we've covered it, right? If you're going to have such an event, you need to use government resources to some degree, but you've got to be able to conduit and bootleg that use through a bureaucracy where some people are not with you, some people are against you, or other people you don't know, and they're going to blackmail you later on. So you've got to have some kind of a cover story for what you're doing. If you're going to take a bomb close to the prime minister's office, you've got to say, that's none of your business. That's covered by Operation So-and-So, which is a sanctioned drill. And look, we're setting off these concussion grenades in this building half a mile away, and this is somehow part of that. So that's that. I think in that case that this is how it's done. Now, in terms of the why, there are basically two things. One is general, and the other, I think, is specific. Generally speaking, Norway has this independent foreign policy, unlike most of the NATO states. You recall that in 1994, they sponsored the secret talks between the Palestinians, Yasser Arafat, and Yitzhak Rabin of Israel, which led to the Oslo Peace Accords, which then led to the assassination of Rabin, pretty much by the forces that are now controlling Israel, the Netanyahu faction, generally speaking, has been the one that benefited from the death of Rabin. More recently now, given the push for the recognition of the Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly in September, the Norwegians have pre-announced that they will support and indeed they will recognize the Palestinian state. So all of this is important. And there are also things like, you know, will various Norwegian interests divest their interest in certain Israeli wealth funds and things like this, investments, will they do more or less what was done to South Africa back in the 1980s and 90s? So this is the background. Now, specifically, if you want to be pro-Arab today, you can't be bombing Libya. And the story with that is the prime minister is Stoltenberg. The government is a coalition of the Labour Party, which is sort of a moderate social democratic operation, the Left Socialist Party, which is slightly more radical, and the Center Party. It's an unusual coalition for Norway, as I understand it. So what happened was, when the question of bombing Libya came up, the foreign minister, his name is Stora, S-T-O with a line through it, R-E, he had warned Obama and others, Sarkozy, don't start bombing Libya. Don't go for this no-fly zone. It's better not to become involved. However, Norway, under tremendous pressure, caved in and said, we will now go along and bomb Libya for 3 months. And they did bomb. They sent six airplanes, and it's estimated that the six airplanes from Norway, as I think I reported on your program the day before this all happened, the six planes from Norway were 10% of the entire effort. So 10% is significant. This actually means something, and this is, you know, right now today. So they're pulling back. As of July, they had gone from six to four planes, and August 1st, unless something changes, and we should watch to see whether it does, no planes at all. So Norway drops out. Now, that would be the first NATO state to drop out of this coalition in quite that high profile.
Yeah, but what does a crazy right-wing attack, killing 93 at the island and seven with a bombing, I mean, I guess that was targeting the prime minister, so I guess that's a message.
Absolutely. Look at the bomb targets the prime minister's office and other government
offices. That way the bankers get to demonize the anti-banker faction of the libertarian right wing worldwide, while also menacing the prime minister, saying next time we can get you and blame it on whoever we want.
We should also distinguish, if you're operating at the level of the elite, I think, can see very well. This is a warning from NATO to Norway. Stop fucking NATO. It's a warning to the Netherlands. The Netherlands, on the same day that Norway said we're dropping out, the Netherlands said we're partially dropping out. We have six planes too, the Dutch, but we're not going to bomb anything.
Even though that sounds small, it sends a moral it sends a moral message. And Webster expanding on that. Let's go to Operation Gladio.
Yeah, wait. It's very important because this whole effort with Libya is so feeble. It's so weak logistically. If Norway is 10% and the Netherlands are 10%, the U.S. has also been bashing Denmark. Denmark and Norway have been under heavy diplomatic
We're not
attack.
Committing enough. Robert Gates has attacked them. No, I get that. But listen to what I'm going to say because I want your take on this. And we're going to let you go and go to calls. And we'll have to have you back up, obviously, in the next few days, Webster, probably tomorrow, because we want to get your expertise on this. But looking at this, history repeats itself. The stay-behind networks, the NATO secret armies, Gladio, for those that don't know, declassified in Germany and Italy in the last 20 years. Italian prime ministers and presidents have gone public. The CIA with NATO and the Italian government and others would blow up school buses, trains, target kids as their favorite because it pulls on heartstrings. Every time countries would not contribute enough to NATO, they would just blow stuff up and then say that foreign opposition had done it. That's declassified. So this is a classic NATO-type Gladio where they just have any right-wing, left-wing. You know, they did it all under Gladio. Blow up some stuff, try to kill some presidents, kidnap an Italian president. You know, we had a NATO involved with that in the Red Brigades. So am I right in saying this has a total Gladio smell?
Yes, and I think the Gladio specifically is this SIMAS. November of last year, an Oslo television station came out with a report that the United States directly had been, without permission from the Norwegian government, recruiting a network of retired cops, including the 71-year-old ex-head of the Oslo Police Anti-Terror Division was part of it. So these were SDUs. And I'm afraid I've got the acronym.
So this is a security coup. They staged the event. Now they get to come in and say, let us take over society. And then the security branch is run by the same banks that run the United States.
Right. And the difference is, at the elite level, the prime minister of Norway, his camp was bombed, right? That's the Labour Party youth camp that was shot up. His office is bombed. He knows what it is. And the foreign minister knows what the real cause is. But the masses are supposed to react to this fake profile that this guy is the right-wing Christian crusader, Templar, whatever this is, which is all fake. It's all artificial.
And it's designed to have people bite onto it because it's so flowery and ridiculous with glamour shots. Webster Tarpley, thank you so much for joining us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I won't have time to get into this now because I want to take a bunch of your calls. We'll take more calls than just one segment tomorrow on the weekday broadcast. But Norwegian and other European papers are reporting that he was involved with the modern Knights Templar. And they're planning terror attacks against Muslim lovers, basically. And to use one of their terms, in the United States as well. So, I mean, the globalists have really gotten a little obvious. The Knights Templars, their Illuminati group, now it's fighting the Muslims when the government's actually opening the borders wide up. I mean, this is why Al-Qaeda. This is how the government's going to have an excuse to shut down free speech, the internet, track people, chilling effect, shut down the Tea Party. It's not going to work. And it's as phony as a $3 bill. It's as phony as Rick Perry being a conservative when he was Al Gore's chief of staff for president in Texas, if you look it up. Let's go to Scott in Oklahoma, Frank, Robert, Beth, and many others. Thanks for holding, guys. Scott in Oklahoma, go ahead. We got to move quick.
Alex, thank you for your spot-on analysis, and thank you to Webster G. Tarpley, a.k.a. The Brain. This does appear to be more than NATO, but mainly CIA, DHS, and Mossad. The drills and the level of sophistication of the bomb make me curious as to why the terrorists chose a national holiday. How much of a hand do you believe that the CIA and Mossad have played?
Well, I mean, I know that UPI, Jerusalem Post, just search Israel founded Hamas. Israel runs, quote, fake al-Qaeda. I mean, that's Israeli newspapers are saying that. They credit Hamas to be a counterbalance to Hezbollah. And I know the CIA has been caught staging countless terror attacks on record. And so the point is, if we have governments and agencies that stand to gain in wars and police state and weapons contracts and surveillance contracts from terror, if they don't have terror, they're out of business. So, yes, this thing stinks to high heaven. And the system wants to go after the Tea Party, the real Tea Party, not the Republicanoid one. So I appreciate your call, Scott. Good points. Frank in Louisiana. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. You know, this whole thing is, you could see it coming. The international diabolical bankers, they know they're in trouble with all of this TARP, the trillions upon tens of trillions, and it's not going to bail them out of their hundreds of trillions of dollars of these worthless bonds that they put out there.
And so now they're trying to get the Muslims and Christians to start killing each other.
They need a war, Alex, and if you recall, the mysterious thing was when they were taking out Mubarak. Kissinger comes on and he states, this is just the beginning of a series of events. Then it was about 2 or 3 weeks after that, they go after Gaddafi that was a non-belligerent. And the reason
exactly. And now this guy puts a manifesto out being read by millions of people, you know, that's very professionally produced, meant to invoke Europeans, whites, Christians to wage war against Muslims to get the fight going as a political diversion. Sorry. I mean, it's just like CIA-connected groups published the Mohammed with a bomb on his head things to get riots going. I mean, this is the oldest distraction in the book, and there's going to be copycats that carry out attacks that aren't government from this. You better believe it.
Well, the scary thing is that right now they're talking about going against Iran, and I think they need a war to take the pressure off them, because people are looking at the international bankers, this diabolical elite. And the only thing I can figure that they might have gone after Gaddafi was because he was trying to start the North African Union of Nations. And remember, Kissinger came out with that State Department number 200 that was targeting places like Africa for the genocide of third world.
No, he said we can't let them develop. We got to get wars going between them to reduce their population. Absolutely. Gaddafi was coming out with an African currency, and that wasn't about to be put up with.
That's the same thing that they took the Shah of Iran out for. He wouldn't take the American dollar.
Absolutely, Frank. I appreciate your call. Great points. Wish I could talk to you for 10 hours. Robert in California. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Well, just the whole thing makes me think back to 9/11. I remember, you know, Bush, you know, had just been selected, and I was just naively thinking, well, he's a lame duck. You know, he's not going to be super aggressive, and I was really surprised that he...
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories that question who really carried out 9/11. Remember that 2 days after 9/11, he said, don't question who did this?
Right, but my point is, it's like I knew that day it was a false flag. Like my landlord woke me up, and I, you know, we turned on the, you know, he showed me the TV, and it's like a plane hit the building. And I was just waking up. I didn't know what was going on. When the second plane hit, we just looked at each other and we're like, "This is Bush." You know, we know that it's a false flag. We know about false flags, right? So you're anticipating it, you know, ahead of time.
Exactly, and I don't know if you listen to the show often, but have I not been screaming bloody murder that they're running a public script that now the white Christians are going to attack? I mean, who really believes this? I mean, come on. One guy killed 93 people?
It's like you don't have to wonder, is it a PSYOP? If it's being presented to you, it's a PSYOP. That's, you know, I mean, people need to wake up that everything is a PSYOP. I mean, everything you experienced in public school, like Charlotte Iserby was saying on your program, is a PSYOP. I mean, everything you experienced in school is a PSYOP until people realize that.
Well, I agree. Even if something isn't a PSYOP to begin with, they will spin it that direction. Like the White House chief of staff said, he said, you know, don't let a good crisis go to waste. They certainly do that. Beth in Texas. Beth, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex, you talked just briefly the other day about how after this Norway attack that the next attacks would be probably in the States, and you specifically, you really didn't go into it, but you just mentioned Austin and Dallas, and being that I'm in Austin also, I was just curious what your why you specifically mentioned Texas as being a high possibility for one of
the Council on Foreign Relations likes to brag. They'll publicly admit they're going to stage a terror attack with almost no veil of denial. You can just look up Gary Hart, Hart-Rubin Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Steering Committee, and he wrote a letter to Iran saying, we staged Gulf of Tonkin, we staged these other events, the main, you better back off, we'll stage something and attack you. And the CFR, same guys, said Dallas, Cleveland, Denver, one other. And then another report, they said Austin. And they want to hit Austin because this is now the capital of resistance. I mean, there's more. Everybody's moving here because I was here first, and people somehow think geographically, and plus it's a great place to live, that this is where the resistance is. And so due to people's error, believing it was because I was here, it now has become the center of the resistance. Let me tell you something. I went out yesterday to the mall and the restaurants and was mobbed everywhere. My wife was like, this is getting scary. I mean, everywhere. I mean, I'm not talking about walking down the street. A few folks talked to me. I mean, I had groups of people around me everywhere, and I'm just one person. And so that's an illustration of how many people are awake. So they would love, I mean, I'm telling you, you put all the pieces together, the establishment would love to hit Austin so they can really bring in some police state loving and try to scare folks into submission, Beth.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, but you've still got a much better chance being killed in a car wreck in Austin than you do being killed by a terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. And also the other thing is I think Texas is known. It's one of the two states that you can actually homeschool your children in without a lot of government interference.
Exactly. Texas is leading the way resisting tyranny. It's like Oklahoma was leading the way against Clinton. They had a 10th Amendment resolution to nullify Clinton's activities, so they, you know, hit him with Oklahoma City. And, folks, I could spend 5 hours just on OKC. I'm not just saying that was an inside job. Watch my film for free online, Road to Tyranny, and we have the local newscasts and everything with the admissions, the police talking about it, the bombs being removed, Southern Poverty Law Center running Elohim City. I mean, really chilling, hardcore stuff. Thank you so much, Beth. You know, those were great calls, and I've got like 10 other callers to get to. And I don't think I'll be able to. Real quick, Chris in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Only got about a minute.
All right. Well, I was reading Al Jazeera today, and I found an interesting article. The title is Nationalists Pose Bigger Threat Than Al-Qaeda. Contrary to popular belief, most terrorist attacks in Europe are the work of extremist nationalists.
Yeah, I'm glad you raised that. The Arab press is going nuts because they're mainly British intel run, blaming Christians, really using this right now, saying, yes, the Christians are the devils, lock them up. I did see that article. It is just an orgy of disinformation.
Yeah, tell me about it. Like, talks about a lot of, quote, nationalist terror plots in the UK. There's Robert Cottage, Nathan Worrell. And, of course, Timothy McVeigh himself comes up a lot in this article.
Oh, yeah. No, they are hyping. Get ready. The white Al-Qaeda is going to attack. Give all your rights up. Trust no one. But don't worry. Right on time at Walmart, the telescreens are going in saying only trust government. See, government wants us all fighting with each other, all at each other's throats. You know, the new Homeland Security video said white Al-Qaeda is going to get you. Are they talking on cell phones? Are they writing on paper? Do they have vans? Are they white? Look out, they're going to get you. Only Obama will save you. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Infowars.com. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live.